We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Second and goal from the two for Mountain Home. McKay keeps it. He is in for the touchdown. And the Bombers again answer Batesville's score with one of their own. First play of the second quarter.
Great job there by Hirschberger being a lead blocker. Big hole on the left side of the line, Brad.
McKay with his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. And the Bombers are an extra point away from tying this one up with 11:57 left in the first half. Batesville jumps off sides on the extra point play. So the Bombers will take the penalty, move it to about the 1.5 yard line now. I was looking to see if they accepted it or not.
A lot of teams will turn it down, Brad.
That's right. So now Shaner will kick from about the 8.5 instead of the 10-yard line. The kick is up, and it is good. 11:57 left in the first half. Mountain Home and Batesville tied at 14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Life is about connections, and that's even more important these days with online users needing more data as we enjoy videos, join meetings, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio stations. Next can help you connect to life like never before, a name you know and people you trust. You take care of your business and family needs. We'll handle what comes next. Internet, phone, and television. Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
11:57 left in the opening half, 14-14, Mountain Home and Batesville. And Sonny, we all kind of figured it would be a close game tonight, and so far it's lived up to that. It's been an entertaining one.
It has. I think it's going to be close, and it's going to be high scoring.
It's Storley and Storley and Doherty back deep. One of the up men touches the kickoff at the 30 and then goes back and falls on it. That is Justin Llewellyn, who's usually a defensive end, and he falls on about the 27, and that's where Batesville will have the football.
That is a big dude, though. That's got to be the that's the longest dude on that team. They list him at 6'4". That's the tallest 6'4 guy I've ever seen.
So the Pioneers with their third possession of the night. Livingston out of the shotgun, looking to pass, looking long, left sideline, and it's incomplete. He overshoots the intended receiver that time, Jace Doherty.
Good job by Lawson Stockton on the coverage there. He was running step for step with him. Would have taken a perfect pass to drop it over the top. Good coverage.
So Batesville takes a shot on first down. We'll see what they want to do on second down now. Second and 10 from their own 27-yard line.
You know, Brad, Mountain Home seems to struggle with those deep passes more over the middle.
Yes, from what we've seen so far this year, yep. Two receivers on each side. Taylor Doherty's in the backfield. He's the running back. He's on Livingston's right side. Livingston's going to roll to the right side and picks up a block and fights his way to the 30, a pickup of about 3.
That was a design run play there. Mountain Home had a chance to get him for either a loss or a very, very short game. He was just able to stretch it out a little more.
Third down and about 6.5 here for the Pioneers of Batesville with 11:25 left in the first half. So if the Bomber defense can hold here, they forced a 3-and-out on the Pioneers' first possession of the evening. Third and about 6.5. Livingston rolls the pocket to the left side. Now sets his feet. Shoots it long down the left side. It's going to be incomplete. He overshot everybody. The closest receiver was Will Storley. And again, it's Stockton there with the coverage. And Batesville will be forced to punt.
Just kind of threw that one to nobody, Brad. Just kind of up in the air. Just hoping somebody could run under it. Good job of stretching that play out. wasn't able to get his feet set. He doesn't throw real well when he doesn't get his feet set.
10:57 left in this opening half. We're knotted at 14, and Batesville getting ready to punt the football away again. It's Cannon Chapin, a sophomore, in to punt for the Pioneers on fourth and about 6.5. Good pressure. Boy, the Bombers almost got there. Here's the ball picked up by Logan Walker at the 30. A flag on the play. He takes the return to the 40. Well, I'll tell you what, Brody Patterson almost got there to block the punt.
He works real hard on that, Brad, and he just was a little bit too far out in front.
The return goes to the 40. The flag. It's a block in the back against Mountain Home. And they're going to mark it off from the 36-yard line, so that'll back it up to the 26-yard line. Second penalty of the night by the Bombers. Two penalties for 20 yards. Batesville, two penalties for 10.
26-yard line.
Well, the defense got it done. Let's see if the offense can keep the momentum. They've scored on the last two possessions, and see if Mountain Home can take the lead here. Bombers now working left to right here in this second quarter of action. 10:46 left before halftime. Now the officials are finally ready. First down Bombers at their own 26. McKay will keep it up the middle. Has a lane. Cuts it to the left side. Bounces across the 30 out to the 33-yard line. He's going to pick up 7 on first down.
Looks like another one of those little option plays. Had Hirschberger kind of out there in the general vicinity, could have kept her pitched.
So now second and about 3 here for Mountain Home. Trips to the right side for the Bombers.
Good chance to be aggressive here.
Let's see what they want to do. They throw a pass in. Oh! Intercepted at the 30. This is a pick six. Tevin Whitaker steps in front of the pass, returns at 30 yards for a touchdown, and Batesville will take the lead. They've scored a special teams touchdown and now a defensive touchdown.
Yeah, Brad, he just jumped the route. There was actually, it's more of a bubble screen. We had another receiver out there that was supposed to get a block on the defender, and we missed the block. He shucked the blocker, got in there, just reached up, and look what he found.
Wow. Just like that, the Pioneers take the lead, and 10:05 left in this opening half. Now Medina in for the extra point. So a 78-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. Now a pick six that covers 30 yards. And the Pioneers are up by 7 again. The extra point's good. 21-14, Batesville with the lead. With 10:05 left in the first half, you're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, are refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers, then give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, a couple of tough plays, two plays really defining this ball game right now, Sonny. The kickoff return and the pick six.
Yeah, two plays where your defense couldn't do anything. I mean, the defense wasn't a factor in those special teams and the defensive touchdown for Batesville.
So the Pioneers get set to kick off again, leading 21-14, 10:05 left in this first half. At the rate we're going, they may take 50 or 60 points to win this one. Medina's kick is long kick, taken by Logan Walker at the 10, up the near sideline, and he's going to fight his way out to the 30-yard line. Pretty nice return.
Very nice. I was a little worried about him stepping on the end line there, the sideline. We did a good job, got back inside, got it up front. Probably about as good as we could get on a kick like that. It's a good directional kick from Medina. He's got a strong leg.
He does. So the Bombers will have the ball at their own 30-yard line now. after the turnover. Didn't have one last week. Now we've got a whistle. And they want to reset the play clock. Somebody take a timeout? Somebody must have.
Batesville
takes the timeout. 10 minutes left in the first half. Pioneers up 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
10 minutes left in the first half. 21-14, Batesville leads it. Bombers with the ball at their own 30 coming out of the Batesville timeout.
Very interesting to take a timeout right after a special teams
play. It was. The read option, the ball is given to Hershberger. Starts left, nothing there. Tries to cut it back in the middle, and he runs into about five white jerseys. They're going to get a good spot to the 32, a two-yard gain.
Very slow developing play, Brad.
For about a two-yard gain to be second down and eight.
So second and eight coming up here for Mountain Home. From their own 32-yard line with 9:33 left in this first half. Hershberger on the left side now moves to the right side of McKay. He's the lead blocker. McKay, a designed run, trying to get to the outside. And, boy, Batesville does a good job of stringing him along. And he's still going to wind up getting about 3 yards on the play to the 30. Actually, they'll mark him at the 36, pickup of about four. It didn't look like there was that much available.
And he did that all on his own. He just outran some guys to the corner. That got us in a third and manageable situation.
Third and about four here for Mountain Home. From their own 36, trying to get some momentum back after the pick six by the Pioneers. They go to a four-man front here and play action and looking to pass long down the right sideline. Logan Walker can't quite catch up to it. McKay just overshot him. And you can see Coach Mallett on the sideline saying, you got to get a little air under that one. He said, he lofted it a little more.
Yeah, he had him, but there's some laundry here on the field.
Let's see what the flag is. The Bombers are backing up. It would be fourth and four if the Pioneers decline it. Assuming it's against Mountain Home.
During the pass, holding offense.
It's a hold against Mountain Home. They'll decline it. That's what you would expect. So now it's going to be fourth and about four at the Bomber 36. Well, Logan got back in behind the defensive back that time, so that's something the Bombers may come back to here. Keep that in the back of their mind and know that Logan beat the DB that time. And we'll see if they go back to that sometime in the future. McKay to punt, gets the kick away. Fair catch is called for by Whitaker at the 35, and that's where the Pioneers will have their next possession. So Batesville up 21-14, 9:11 left in this opening half. Now we'll see if the Bomber defense can get a stop.
Bomber defense done a pretty good job tonight. You know, the one big play, big pass play.
Uh-huh. Other than that, they've had a couple of three and outs defensively. They've done a good job. Eli Livingston, the senior quarterback, he's going to run this time, and he's going to be hit after about 2 yards, and they'll mark him out after about a 3-yard gain at the 38.
Boje forced him out. Adams was in the backfield and had a chance to get him and slow him down. He was able to shake the arm tackles. Not the kind of guy that you can just arm tackle. This is a strong kid that's running the ball for Batesville.
He's got an offer from Ouachita Baptist, and he's a good dual-threat quarterback. Run and pass, he can do it both. Second down and seven here for the Pioneers. 9:05 left in the opening half. Bombers with that four-man front. They'll shift the tight end from the left side to the right side. Here's a toss sweep to the right side. Doherty, and Doherty is going to get into the secondary, pulled down from behind at the 50. They'll mark him at the Mountain Home 49 and a first down Pioneers.
Walker on the tackle for the Bombers, along with Stockton. Good job of getting a tackle in the secondary. That could have been a real big game.
That's only the fifth first down of the night for the Pioneers. 13-yard run that time by Doherty.
That's not consistency. It's not consistent plays that are beating the Bombers right now. It's their mistakes.
Yes.
And the big play.
First down, Pioneers at the Mountain Home 49-yard line. Two receivers to the right side. Livingston rolls to the right side. Looks like he wants to pass. He has a man in the flat, and it's going to be off the hands of Jace Doherty and incomplete.
Got to catch the ball before you run. We've seen that now a couple of weeks in a row. Guys just taking their eyes off of the football. You got to look that football into your hands.
So second and 10 for the Pioneers, and that's a couple of times we've seen Batesville trying to throw the ball on first down. The tight end Shelton goes out, so they'll bring in an extra receiver this time. Actually, they'll bring in the fullback and the tailback, and they'll go to the I formation here. And it's play action, looking to pass, and it's incomplete. Boy, I tell you what, Bojé laid a lick on Livingston. He got rid of that ball as quick as he could. He overshot the receiver by 20 yards, but he got laid out.
Yeah, he smoked him right up the A-gap, right off the center. Came in, shot through. He's feeling that in his rib cage right now.
He is. He's kind of bent over right now at the waist, and he's hurting. We saw Bojé with the lick on the Nettleton quarterback last week as well. Boy, I tell you what, he just bent him in half right there. So third and 10 for the Pioneers. Can this Bomber defense get another stop, get another three and out? Well, it wouldn't be a three and out. They did hit the first down run. We've got a whistle and a timeout, Batesville. Their final of the half, 8:19 left before halftime. Pioneers up 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has changed the way we do some things.
But it has not changed the expert care at UAMS.
Whether you need emergency care
or to schedule an appointment at any of our clinics,
we're more than ready to safely care for you.
Whether in person or through a virtual visit, anywhere in Arkansas.
Don't put your health on hold.
UAMS Health, for a better state of health.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Some other scores from the conference. Greenwood leads Choctaw 7-0. Benton and Catholic knotted up at 7. That's one big game everybody's interested in tonight. Bryant and Trinity Christian. Bryant's up 21-7. PA and their opponent from Virginia, Life Academy, Life Christian Academy, and they're knotted up at 8. So good games around the state. Big third down here for the Bomber defense. Third and 10 for the Pioneers. Livingston dropping back, setting up the screen, and it's going to be complete for a first down, and that's going to be Taylor Doherty. Takes it inside the 35 to the 33. Moses Adams almost broke that up.
Almost broke it up, almost intercepted it.
He almost did, didn't he?
Thought for sure we had it broken up right there. I don't know how Doherty pulled that in, but he was able to get away with it.
It was third and 10. It goes for 17 yards down to the 32, and the Pioneers convert on third and long, and they keep the drive alive with 8:10 left in this first half. 21-14, Pioneers with the lead. Back to the I formation now. They'll shift the fullback of the tight end to the right side, and the toss sweep goes to that right side. This is Taylor Doherty. Hit at the line of scrimmage. Well played by the front of the Bomber defense. Several defenders there. One of the first ones was Kobe Lockhart.
Quint Brill in there as well. Good job. Gage Lindsay getting in on that tackle.
A loss of one back to the 33. It brings up second and 11 now for Batesville. Pioneers lead it by 7. They've had a kickoff return for a touchdown. They had an interception return for a touchdown. Bombers did a pretty good job against this offense. Second and 11 now with 7:32 left in the first half. Offset eye now for the Pioneers, and Livingston, the play action, rolls out to the right, wants to pass. He's going to be hit and breaks out of the tackle of the backfield, still on his feet at the 30, and he's going to be tripped up at the 20, falls ahead to the 16-yard line. That looked like it was going to be a sack. Instead, it turns into a 17-yard run and a first down for the Pioneers.
Yeah, got through about four Bombers there. Here on that play, broke tackles, and unfortunately someone is now down here about the 36-yard line.
Man, that was a killer. The Bombers had that play stopped in the backfield and couldn't bring him down. We've got an injured Bomber. Can't see quite who it is. We'll check on that. We'll take a break. It's 21-14 Batesville. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Hey Bomber fans, it's Adrian Blackwell from Arvest Bank. This cheer is a shout out to our awesome teachers and amazing paraprofessionals. Thank you for leading with a servant heart, fully devoted to reaching every student every time. We know our children are in good hands when it comes to their learning and development. Your tireless effort to learn new methods of teaching make you forever heroes to many. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
CenterPoint Energy takes many steps to help ensure the safety of gas lines in your community and shares important tips like the following. A distinct odor similar to rotten eggs is added to natural gas. If you smell it, clear the area and immediately call CenterPoint Energy. Plus, always remember to call 811 before you dig or begin an outdoor project. Natural gas is one of the safest fuels. To find more tips, visit centerpointenergy.com/gas safety.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, a hush over the crowd here at Bomber Stadium. One of the Bombers injured. They brought the ambulance out, and we believe it's Quentin Brill. We never did see a number, but we've been trying to figure out who's on the sideline, who's not, and who's out there on defense, and we think it's Quentin. They're getting him... We're going to get the backboard under him and get him loaded up and take him to Baxter Regional Medical Center. Now, one good thing is, Sonny, we noticed he was moving his legs earlier.
Yeah, he was, and he has actually a lot of great medical attention down there. Dr. Rawls, Dr. McConnell down there with him, Callie, our trainer, and getting some good of attention right now, Brad.
Of course, EMTs are working with him right now and getting him prepared, and they'll get him loaded on the, like I said, the backboard and get him on the stretcher and get him to the hospital, get him checked out. I didn't see what happened to him. I was obviously watching the football and on the run by Livingston after he slipped out of the tackle in the backfield, but he didn't move at all once he got down on the ground. And once they got out and started checking on him, he was able to move his arms and his legs, which obviously is good news. But as always with injuries in a game like this, they're very cautious, and you'd rather err on the side of caution. Looks like they've already had the screwdriver out. They're taking the face mask off the helmet. Now, he still has the helmet itself on, but they're immobilizing the neck and doing everything they can to keep him from moving while they work and get the backboard under him. So it's going to be a little bit longer while they get him tended to and on to the hospital. So 7:15 left in this first half. Matt, I'll tell you what, if you want to take about 2 minutes here and check some scores around the state for us, we'll do that, and then we'll take a break, and hopefully we'll come back to Bomber Stadium very soon.
All right, thank you very much, Brad. We will take a moment to check some scores while the player's being attended to. First off, let's take a look what's going on in the 6A West tonight. Right now in the second quarter, Russellville is trailing Valonia 21-13. Also this evening in the second quarter, Little Rock Parkview, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, is up on Pine Bluff 21-0. Benton, who is ranked ninth in the state overall, second in Class 6A, is leading. Is tied with Little Rock Catholic at 7 apiece in the second quarter. Greenwood, ranked fourth in the state overall, number one in Class 6A, is leading Choctaw, Oklahoma, 7-0 in the second quarter. One final from last night. Lake Hamilton, who's ranked third in Class 6A, defeated Hot Springs 38-28. Solemn Springs and Van Buren are both idle this week. Haven't seen a score update on the game between Salem and Corning. Right now in the second quarter, Mountain View's up on Quitman 20-7. Melbourne's game against England was canceled, and Harrison, who's ranked fifth in Class 5A, is idle this week. Also, probably the big game that everyone is wondering about in the not just in the state but in the country. Bryant, who's ranked number one in the state overall and in Class 7A, is leading Cedar Hill, Texas, a very good Cedar Hill, Texas team by a score of 28-6. That game currently in the second quarter. We're going to take a break. We'll get you back to Bomber Stadium in just a moment. Our score in the second quarter, Batesville leading Mountain Home 21-14. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, you?
You don't remember my name, do you? You have 27 guesses. Go.
Jane.
No.
Jenny.
No.
Sue.
You don't always get 27 chances, but with the new $50,000 payout scratch-off from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you can win 27 times with more than $20 million in total prizes.
No.
Scarlett.
Wrong.
Lauren.
That's it.
Yes. So how do we know each other again?
Forget it.
Get your ticket today. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber football is KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Classic Hits 101.7.
Back at Bomber Stadium, and they're finally getting Quentin Brill loaded into the ambulance. They've been working on him on the field. They mentioned earlier they got the face mask off the helmet, left the helmet on. They had to cut the shoulder pads off, and it's taken them a while to get that done out there, and they're finally getting him loaded onto the into the ambulance now to get him to the hospital.
Quentin did give the thumbs up.
He did, yes.
Had the binoculars on him. He gave the thumbs up to the crowd. Wish him a speedy recovery. You know,
yes.
Become a big part of this football team on that interior defensive line.
So they're still getting him loaded, so it'll be still just a couple of minutes before we get going here, but the Bombers are on the getting jogging a little bit and trying to get warm back up after the stoppage of play, and Batesville will do the same. It's 21-14 our score. Batesville with the lead over Mountain Home. One good thing about this happening tonight is the fact that they were honoring first responders tonight. So in addition to the ambulance crew, we also have some personnel here from the Mountain Home Fire Department and some other EMTs that were already here. So
got an EMT on that chain gang you make fun of all the time.
Yeah, well, you betcha. So they'll get the ambulance off the field and head a couple blocks north and to the hospital and get him evaluated and wish Quentin the best. Hope everything's good with him. So the Pioneers, once we get back to it, they're going to have the ball first down at the 16-yard line. The play that happened as Burrell was injured was Eli Livingston had dropped back to pass and had eluded a couple of tackles in the backfield and made his way down to the 16-yard line for a 17-yard gain. So the Bombers are down by 7. Let's see if the defense can step it up here and get a stop and not fall behind by a couple of scores. Pioneers quickly to the line. Toss sweep to the right side. That's Vickers who's into the ball game. And Vickers is a load. We talked about him earlier. That's only his sixth carry of the season. And he's going to have a big gain down to about the 7-yard line. And now they're going hurry up. That was a 9-yard gain. Here's a toss sweep to Vickers again. Hit in the backfield. And that was Boje leading the charge. Vickers thrown for a loss back to the 9-yard line. That's going to be a loss of
time.
Two.
Yeah, Brody Patterson firing in there from the free safety position, too.
So instead, it was second and one. Now it's third and three for the Pioneers at the Mountain Home 9. 6:36 left here in this opening half. Batesville by 7. They'll take their time now on third down before they get to the line of scrimmage. They came out and ran two plays very quick. Let's see if this defense can get a stop here. Third and three at the 9. Livingston, he wants to pass. Looking to the corner of the end zone to Storley. The battle is incomplete. Storley and Drury tied up in that battle for the football, and it's going to fall incomplete. Fourth down coming up.
Excellent coverage, that corner route. Drury did a great job sealing him away from the ball, knocking the ball away when it got there. Great defensive coverage.
Batesville's going to go for it. It's fourth and three at the Mountain Home 9-yard line, and now Coach King changes his mind, and he'll send the field goal unit in.
Better do it quick because they don't have any timeouts
left.
Nope,
they're down to 10 seconds left on the play clock. Medina with a good leg. He's 2 of 2 on field goals this season. This will be a 26-yard attempt. The kick is up plenty long enough, and it's good. So with 6:09 left in the first half, Batesville now with a 10-point lead, 24-14. We'll break. You're listening to Bomber Football, Classic Hits 101.7.
Conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
6:09 left to go in this opening half, 24-14. It's Batesville by 10 now. Bedina, after the 26-yard field goal, will get ready to kick off once again. Logan Walker back deep for Mountain Home. Brody Patterson back there as well. A 10-point Batesville lead. Mount Home's going to get the ball to start the second half. Here's the kickoff, and this will be Patterson from the 5. Slips, stays on his feet. The return across the 20, 25, 30, and he's at the 40, up the right side. Tripped up at midfield. He had a chance to take that one all the way, and he's still going to have a great return to the 49 of the Pioneers. That is a 50-yard return.
Yeah, got a little shove in the back, and it threw his balance off, and just couldn't keep his feet. See how the Bombers feel. A lot of these offensive guys have been sitting for quite a while resting up.
They have. Here's the play action. McKay looking long right side, looking for Logan Walker, and he battles, makes the catch, touchdown, Mountain Home. He goes up and takes the ball away from Deshaun Brown, trying to pick it off. A great job by Logan Walker for the 49-yard touchdown pass.
Brad, that's the same play we saw that he had him beat earlier. They went back to it, and could have been a little defensive pass interference there, but Walker fought the defender off, brought the ball in, and then just shoved him down and ran it into the end zone.
McKay to Walker on the touchdown pass. McKay's fourth touchdown pass of the season, Logan's second touchdown catch of the season. Here's the extra point by Shaner, and it is good. 5:51 left in this opening half. Batesville leads it 24-21. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. We're the people behind every light switched on for the baby's 2 a.m. feeding, the computer you start up to begin your business day, and we're always there, down the line, powering farms and industry somewhere across Arkansas. We're a network of nearly 2,500 team members delivering more than just electricity. We deliver power through our family of 17 local electric distribution co-ops. We are the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Power and people.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, that got the crowd back into it, didn't it, Sonny?
Got you fired up, that's for sure. What was that, Brad? An 18-second change of possession?
Yes, that was the kickoff return, and the one play was 18 seconds.
Like this big strike offense that we can have.
It's fun, isn't it? Here's Shaner with the kickoff, a directional kick. It's going to be taken at the 29-yard line. And Storley now is going to reverse field, go to the far sideline. And he's at the 35 and finally going to be knocked out of bounds. And a flag on the play. We came in and hit him late, too. Good grief. Let's see where they mark him out. They're going to mark him out at the 46. And then the penalty is going to move the ball all the way down to the 39-yard line. Goodness. You got to ease up once you get to the sideline.
Yeah, but that was kind of chintzy. It wasn't like somebody come in and he just kind of drug them out of bounds with him.
So this is going to be the third penalty of the night against Mountain Home. 5:40 left, first half. Waiting for our official to give us the indication.
Block in the back.
Oh, we're going to have a block in the back against Batesville. And then a dead ball foul against Mountain Home.
Both penalties will be enforced.
So since it was a dead ball foul against Mountain Home, that means both penalties will be assessed here against the team. So the block in the back, let's see.
Get marked off from its spot.
Uh-huh. Well, somehow they're going to put the ball at the 43-yard line. I don't know how they figured out all that, but they're going to wind up putting it at the
They're saying that after they marked the penalty yardage off, it was back to the 28, and then they've added 15 back
there
onto that. And we're going to start at the 43.
At the 43, so. And he was marked out at the 46, so it only turned out to be about 3 yards difference. So at the 43-yard line is where the Pioneers will take over with 5:40 left here in the opening half, 24-21 Batesville. Pioneers hustling to the line here. Mountain Home was still that four-man front. Livingston out of the shotgun. This is a design run coming to the near side behind the fullback, knocked out of bounds, and he's going to pick up about 3 yards to the 46.
Escorted out of bounds by Colby Lockhart there. Good job stringing it out. Giving up a few yards on that play, but I'd rather give up a few than give up the big one.
5:34 left before halftime with all the incomplete passes and everything that's going on, plus the injury, it's already 8-11.
No early night tonight, Brad.
No, I'm glad we're home. Wow. Harding Academy, looking at some other scores. Harding Academy leads Camden Harmony Grove 31-0. They may be on their way to
ball.
The state title. The ball is fumbled by the quarterback, and he gets back on it, and it's going to bring up third down here for the Pioneers. They're going to lose yards back to the 44-yard line. Loss of two.
About time they made a mistake, Brad. They've played really clean football on Batesville's side.
They have. So 5:15 left in the first half. It's 3rd and 9 for the Pioneers. Can the Bombers get the football back? They're having trouble getting lined up. They finally do. Livingston's going to roll to the right. And the pressure's on. The pass. Oh, it's complete. They brought in a different tight end that time, and they throw the ball to him. That's big Justin Llewellyn. He plays defensive end. He comes in and catches the pass here for the first down.
Oh, and that's why they had him back on the kickoff return team. You know he's got to have good hands to do that. Have to be something to watch whenever he sneaks back into the game. Still, the good pressure on the defense. Really thought we had a chance to get Livingston there in the backfield, and he was able to get the throw away.
A 15-yard pass play, and they convert on third down. Back to the eye now, and the handoff straight ahead. Vickers in the game in the backfield. And boy, the Bombers have had trouble bringing him down. He had just 4 carries coming into the game tonight. That's his 4th one tonight, and it's a first down run inside the 30 down to the 25-yard line.
Well, they're also getting some pretty big holes, and I think that right now Mountain Home Brill was kind of one of the leaders of that defensive line as well. And with him being out, Mountain Home's having some trouble getting positioned. If you look, they're coming to the defensive line late.
I will say one of the reasons that Vickers has had that many carries is because Rigel is out. He was ejected last week, and he usually has more carries in the backfield. Here's a handoff straight ahead, and this is going to be about a 3-yard gain for Vickers down to the 22.
Another Bomber, a little slow to get back up.
It's Adams. Moses Adams, yeah.
Adams and Bojay were there for the Bombers.
And we talked about him with Coach Airy in the pregame show. When you talk about defensive ends, you're usually thinking some guy that's about 6'1", 220 or bigger. And Moses is not the prototypical body type of a defensive end, but he's so elusive. And Coach Airy talked about how difficult he is to block, and that's why he's in on so many plays.
Oh, he uses that speed. He's got some of the best speed on the team.
Yes. And the handoff. This is Vickers again, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage. And that was Bojay in there with the initial contact. And I'll tell you why, he continues to play very well, Brock Bojay, the senior.
Yeah, hit him about the kneecaps, submarined him there.
He did, and there's a penalty flag, and let's see what we have. Batesville's backing up.
The Bombers think it's on them. They're pointing.
It's a hold. Happened at the 20-yard line. So that'll move the ball back to the 30. Batesville has been penalized four times for 30 yards this evening. Second down and 15 for the Pioneers. Gage Hershberger is in there. He's in on that defensive line now.
Going quick. Talk about having some speed guys on the defensive line.
Yes. Second and 15. And back to pass Livingston on the play action being pursued. He's going to let it fly right side. A man wide open at the 10. Touchdown, Pioneers. Oh, that's Taylor Doherty coming out of the backfield.
Wheel route, busted coverage. The linebacker didn't get over there and get the coverage, and he just went right down the sidelines.
So Pioneers will extend the lead once again with 2:50 left in this first half. So Doherty on the receiving end of the 30-yard touchdown pass. And now the extra point attempt from Medina.
Medina to attempt the
2:50 left in the opening half. Extra point is up, and he is still perfect on the season. 31-21, Pioneers. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Certain rules and restrictions apply.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
31-21, and there's still 2:50 left in this first half. Something I said earlier, it may take 50 or 60. It may take this one.
And there's plenty of time left. Mount Home's got all their timeouts left, and they can play fast.
Well, what you'd like to see right here is Mount Home go in and score a touchdown before halftime, and then, of course, Mount Home deferred on the coin toss. And so they'll get the ball to start the second half. See if they can take advantage of that. Here's the kickoff from Medina. This is a short directional kick taken by the Bombers at the 30. The fair catch called there by Hershberger. The Bombers will have it at the 30 with 2:50 left in the first half. So let's see if Mount Home can put together a drive and get some more points on the board before halftime. Empty backfield, five receiver set for Mountain Home. Three-man front for the Pioneers. McKay to pass across the middle, intercepted. It's picked off by Whitaker, his second pick of the night. He has a chance to take it all the way, and he's down inside the one. Logan Walker catches him from behind and takes him down inside the one. Tevin Whitaker almost had his second pick six of the night. The pass was intended for Hershberger, and I couldn't tell if it was just high or behind him.
It was something got messed up with the route. The receiver broke the route off and stopped. Bryce's pass led him and went right to Whitaker there in the defensive backfield.
So Whitaker with his second pick of the evening. And one of the Pioneers, a little slow to get up. They had to stop play to.
That is Whitaker, isn't it?
That is Whitaker, isn't it? Yep, that's number five. I don't know how you cannot be in the end zone. I'm trying to see where the ball is spotted. I mean, the nose of the football is almost touching the goal line.
Ask Nick Chubb last night.
This is going to be first and goal at the half-inch line, basically. I mean, I don't know how that wasn't ruled a touchdown. Oh, that's a backbreaker right there. Quickly to the line of scrimmage, Livingston, he's got to be in. He is. Touchdown, Batesville. Livingston sticks it in, and again, it's going to be the defense that set that one up.
Yeah, self-inflicted mistakes tonight, Brad.
Yes. So Batesville with two touchdowns in 13 seconds. And now they have a chance to push the lead to 17 with the extra point. Medina in for the extra point now. And Mountain Home jumps off sides. That was the right side over there. Brody Patterson got a little eager and came across before the ball was snapped. And let's see if Batesville wants to take the penalty or not. I think they're going to say that. We're going to decline it.
Neutral zone infraction. Defense. Batesville is elected to keep the ball at the three-yard line.
2:37 left in the first half, and we'll try this extra point again now for Batesville. Looking to,
I don't think that score's right.
It's not. It'll be 38 if they make the extra point. Boy, the Bombers got close. Extra point's good. That was Bashir, almost blocked it. So it's going to be 38 to 21. The Pioneers with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 2:37 left in this first half, and we were talking about the Bombers maybe going down and scoring. They're getting the ball to start the second half and have a chance to take the lead, and all of a sudden, Mountain Home's down by 17. And we're going to see what this team's made of, Sonny. Couple of turnovers, a kickoff return for a touchdown, and now the opening, the kickoff is going to be fumbled by Patterson. He falls on it at the 3-yard line, mishandled it at the 10, and he went back and tried to pick it up again and just never could get a handle on it, and finally just fell on it at the 3. And now the Bombers are pinned deep, and boy, we need to get into halftime.
Yeah, that's big trouble right here. You know, don't fold.
No.
Can't fold before you can even get a chance to get in and get some of these mistakes corrected, get things lined out, make adjustments.
So the Bombers back at their own 3-yard line now. McKay will give it to Hershberger, and he takes it across the 5 to the 6 near the 7-yard line. Looks like they'll spot him.
Hershberger takes the ball out to about the 6-yard line, the 2nd and 6.
So 2nd down and about 7 here for Mountain Home. 2:13 left in the first half. And the ball kept by McKay, spins his way to the 8-yard line, about the 9, picks up about 3 more.
You just got to be careful and get this ball out from the shadow of your own end zone and give yourself some room to punt if you have to.
3rd down and 4 for the Bombers. They're at the 9. They've got to get to the 13 to move the chains. And McKay gives it to Hershberger. Hershberger has the first down across the 15 and takes it out to about the 18-yard line, a pickup of 9.
Stop the clock with the first down, get an offense set up, and start going fast.
1:29 left in this first half. Bombers have all their timeouts left if they need to use them. McKay setting up, has time, now rolls to the right. The pass complete to Logan Walker at the 25. Had a chance to step out of bounds, tried to get a few extra yards, and they're going to mark him down at about the 28-yard line.
I think he did a good job of reaching out and actually literally placing the ball out of bounds right in front of the ref to get that stop, a little 9-yard pickup.
Yes.
He's 2nd and 1.
That was not the pass that Bryce wanted. He was looking deep, but they had two guys running free while Walker was standing there. Easy release valve on the sideline.
Now we got a whistle, and they're going to reset the play clock. 1:15 left in this first half. Bombers down 38-21. McKay will give it to Hershberger. Starts right, comes back left. The ball came out, and the Pioneers have it. Another turnover as Sifford, the linebacker, comes up with the football at the 29-yard line. Mountain Home's third turnover of the first half. And now Batesville has a chance to extend their 17-point lead with 70 seconds left in this first half.
And I'm sure Coach Airy is about to explode like a volcano.
Boy, this defense has got to get a stop here. You can't fall behind 24 here going into halftime. Two receivers to the right side for the Pioneers. Livingston on the play action. Rolls to the right. And the pass is incomplete. The Bombers did a good job of getting pressure on him. Again, they go to that fullback coming out of the backfield, Douglas, and it wasn't there that time.
Yeah, actually, if he could have got the pass to him, yeah. He did have some running room ahead of him. It's just the pressure was able to keep the pass from play from being successful. If you can't cover it and pressure it.
Vickers will come back in now as one of the running backs for the Pioneers. Second down at the Mountain Home 29. Medina has a good leg. They don't need much to get in his range. I formation here. The fullback goes in motion. The handoff up the middle. Vickers with it. And Vickers moving the pile inside the 25 to the 20, about the 21-yard line. He'll pick up eight.
Yeah, that's the trap right there. The catch, the defensive end coming up hard. Just kick him straight out and run through that gap.
Third and two now for Batesville with 43 seconds left in the half. Pioneers out of timeouts. They're taking their time here. I'm a little surprised. This is third down. Rolling to the right, Livingston. And the pass incomplete, intended for Storley, and he went to turn before the ball was in his hands. Now it's fourth and two. They've only got 24 seconds left. They bring Medina in. 21. This will be about 38-yarder if they try from here.
Doesn't look like it.
No.
How are they going to bring that big tight end back in?
Llewellyn's back in there. So fourth and two here for the Pioneers. They have to hurry. They're still in the huddle with 10 seconds left on the play clock. They're still in the huddle with seven on the play clock. They're not going to make it. They don't have any timeouts. Livingston went to turn to call it, and they don't have any. They've got one on the play clock, and there's the delay of game. Now it's fourth and seven for the Pioneers.
Delay of game.
Well, that's not very good clock management right there.
Well, Livingston definitely thought that he had a timeout because he just kept waiting and waiting. He was going to turn and get it and didn't realize the situation.
Boy, you got to stop this right here if you're the Bomber defense. You cannot allow them to keep this going, especially after that penalty. I formation here for the Pioneers, fourth and seven. Doherty goes in motion, a flag on the play. And let's see, was somebody lined up in the neutral zone? Let's see what the call is. It's a procedure call against the Pioneers. That'll back them up to the 26. Check at the 31. I had the other penalty. I forgot to mark down here.
Ladies and gentlemen, we apologize. We're having some technical issues with tonight's broadcast. We'll get you back to the stadium as soon as we can here on Classic Hits 101.7.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC, life well planned.
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, while we're away, Batesville's pass was incomplete on fourth down, so the Bombers get the ball back, and it's going to be a first down run for McKay out to the 46-yard line to pick up a 15 on the play. And the Bombers take a timeout with 13 seconds left in the half. They're down 38-21. And they've got the ball at their own 46. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And now, more exciting Mountain Home Bomber football on Classic Hits 101.7.
13 seconds left in this first half. Batesville leads it 38-21. Bombers with two timeouts left from their own 46-yard line. McKay looking to pass in the pocket, now flush to his left, lets it fly long down the left sideline. It's up for grabs. It's tipped. I tell you what, it's a pretty good job by Stockton to knock that ball away. It was going to be intercepted by Whitaker again, and Stockton knocks it away.
He turned into a defensive back right there. That was one of those, if Bryce had it to do over again, I don't think he would let that football fly like that.
So the incompletion stops the clock with 5 seconds left, so you got one shot here to try to make something happen before halftime arrives. Empty backfield, trips to the right, twins to the left here for McKay. Should be the final play of the half. Pass is going to be incomplete, and there's 3 seconds left, so they get another shot.
Good clock work.
Yes. So one more shot here for Mountain Home, down 38-21. You got two timeouts left here. They're at the sideline right now, and still 21 seconds left on the play clock. Now Mount Home's going to take the timeout. They want to talk this over and figure out what they want to do. 3 seconds left in the half. Batesville leads at 38-21. You're listening to Bomber Football and Classic Hits 101.7.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
We continue with Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Well, 3 seconds left in this first half. The Bombers have one more shot here to get something in the end zone. They're down by 17. Only three men up front to rush for the Pioneers. Long pass, right side, and it's going to be knocked down, incomplete. Intended, well, the closest receiver there was Stockton for the Bombers. And well, Batesville is going to take a 17-point lead into the locker room, and it's just some mistakes by Mountain Home in the first half. The difference, a kickoff return for a touchdown, a pick six, three turnovers. Just some things we've seen tonight we haven't seen yet out of this Mountain Home team tonight, Sonny. And it's going to be interesting to see how they respond in the second half.
Definitely. I'm sure Coach Airy is going to have a spirited speech at the half, been telling these guys, you know, that this is your own doing. You know, you do not have to be in this position. You made mistakes, but there's still a whole half of football to get out here, get back in the ball game, and we get the football to start the second half.
38-21, our halftime score. It's Batesville with the lead. We will check scores around the state a little bit later in halftime. We'll be joined by halftime guest, I think Josh Fulcher drew the short straw tonight, Mountain Home Boys basketball coach. We'll talk to him coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We've made it to halftime, which means the Acumen Audio Halftime Show is ready to roll. We've got stats, interviews, and scores from games around the state, all coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
Acumen Audio
knows it's Bomber football time, and the Sound Pros want you to have the best tailgating experience possible. Clean up the bed of your truck with a fresh Superliner sprayed-in bed liner. Keep looking cool with professional window tint with a lifetime warranty from Soligard. And don't worry, when the weather gets colder, be ready with a remote start for your ride from Acumen Audio. Call the Sound Pros now to get your appointment, 425-8488, or stop by the corner at 62 and Bomber Boulevard in Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
We depend on internet for everything from gaming to video conferencing, but we also need great television and reliable phone service from a name you can trust and people who answer your calls and provide outstanding customer service locally. Get the support, service, and dependability you can count on from Next, powered by NAEC. Get started today by visiting MyNextFiber.com. Stay connected via internet, television, and phone with Next, powered by NAEC. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
Hi, I'm Treasure State Dennis Milligan. Saving for